Howdy do. My name is Uncle Drank. I live my life by the 8 B's. Beers, boats, babes, bars, beaches, birds, blenders, and of course, bananas. Well, shoot, you know me by my hit songs, Whatever Don't Tequila You Make You Stronger.
Whatever don't tequila you will make you stronger.
Biggest dock on the lake.
You might think it's shallow, but everybody knows I got the biggest dock on the lake.
And, oh, I gave Alan Jackson all the tools he needed to learn how to water ski in blue jeans and a Stetson. True story.
Tidings and good cheer, Uncle Drank fans. My name is Blendy, and I'll be your tour guide through this incredible story of the king of Gulf and Western beach country music. Are you ready?
Yeah!
That voice you heard earlier belonged to my best friend of all time, Uncle Drank. The man with a plan, with 2 feet in the sand. I bet you're wondering who I am. I am Blendy. I am an actual talking blender. I was the best friend and confidant of one of the most iconic Gulf and Western country singers of all time. Yes, Uncle Drank. At one point, he was so huge, he had his own line of totally hammered bar and chill restaurants that featured waiters on jet skis and had 7 locations in one Orlando strip mall alone.
No shoes, no shirt, don't forget to flirt. It's good old Uncle Drank's bar and chill.
At one point, Uncle Drank even did a series of condom commercials.
My name is Uncle Drank, telling you to practice safe sex. Always wrap your porpoise.
He had his own catchphrase.
I'm totally hammered.
Uncle Drank even had some songs that were considered too dirty for radio.
Hand job and happy hour. What a stroke of luck.
Yet, he prevailed. For a while, at least. Anyway, all this talking has left me quite parched. Let's mix a beverage, shall we? Ugh, God. Yep, there it is. Now, let me start by saying that over the years, I blended up over 43,000 banana daiquiris for Uncle Drank. Anyway, things were rolling along until the night of April 23rd, 1992, when Uncle Drank disappeared.
Gulf and Western country music superstar Uncle Drank has been declared missing tonight after his boat, the Clam Pounder, was found capsized in Biscayne Bay. A search party has so far been unable to locate the singer-songwriter known for his many top 10 hits and for his chain of bar and chill themed restaurants.
I'm totally hammered!
Which, by the way, I love. June, have you tried their nacho sandals? It's incredible. You eat the nachos, and then you get to wear the sandals home. I mean, what a concept. Again, Uncle Drank has gone missing. This just in, we have actual interview footage with Uncle Drank's longtime drummer, Barney Cull, who was backstage when he did not show up to his concert yesterday.
I expected Uncle Drank to show up, but he did not show up. He was gone. You get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, he was gone. You know? Do you get it? Gone. Goodbye.
Now, after the boat capsized, I ended up being scooped up by an illegal offshore tuna fishing operation, and some guy threw me in a closet, and I was forgotten for about 20 years. I dreamt that soon a new owner would find me and plug me in, maybe mix up something new for once, some vegetables, perhaps, damn blueberry would be great. But then last year I got lucky. Country music superstar Brian Kelly bought me at a garage sale. Here's Brian now.
My name is Brian Kelly. Y'all know my hit songs, Cruise, Get Your Shine On, This Is How We Roll, and maybe some of my solo stuff, Beach Cowboy, Made by the Water. I also hit about 232 in college baseball. But chicks dig the long ball. Anyway, one night I stopped at this garage sale. I was craving a drink I make called a Florida Man. It's a shot of Fireball mixed with Orange Fanta, blended up with a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes, we blend the can in the mix too. So I bought this blender for $1, took him home, and did some blending.
So why don't we start at the beginning, shall we? Uncle Drank was actually an ad man living the ad life, known as Jingle Jeremy, until he was about 22. His first success story was when he wrote the famous Hey Tuna jingle for Starkist Foods.
Hey Tuna!
It keeps you thin.
Hey Tuna!
Lowers your insulin.
Hey Tuna!
Fresh out of the
Uncle Drank's real name was Jeremy Hostetler, and he grew up in the town of Destin, Florida. After cheating his way through high school, he moved to Chicago when he was 18. His first jingle ever was for a local business called Schnickel's Pickles.
Hey, oh, pickles, 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 man, what a treat. Pickles, 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 what you want to eat. Crunchy and green, never brown. Put a pickle in your mouth and crunch it down. Whoa, give me that pickle.
However, things went a little crazy one day when his boss, Stan Flarch, assigned him to the Gerber Baby Bottle campaign. Jeremy was stuck on writing that jingle for nearly 3 weeks. Listen to this.
I'm a baby, wah. I'm a baby, wah. I eat this food, change my diaper, cause I burped on my mama. This sucks.
Hostetler, where's that Gerber baby jingle? Clients are coming to Florida to hear something. What have you got?
Yeah, hi, Mr. Flarch. Just having a little trouble with it at the mo.
This is a $200,000 campaign, son. Think. Babies, Gerber, and diapers. What do you got? Come on! Nipples, bottles, binkies. I need a jingle by 4 p.m. The clients will be here. This is huge.
4 p.m.? Come on, Mr. Flarch. I need more time.
You've had 3 weeks, son. Get me something by 4 or find yourself another job. I'm serious. I can get a Lieber and Stoller in here in 4 or 5 days. They're only one inter-office telegram and a plane ticket away.
So Jeremy started thinking that he wanted out of the jingle game. Jeremy decided to make a life-changing decision.
Welcome, Gerber Baby Bottle Corporation. We have our best jingle writer on staff here today, and we are very excited to share this opportunity with you. Please welcome Jeremy Hostetler. He's going to perform what we think is the future of Gerber baby products.
Hi. I'm Jeremy Hostetler, a.k.a. Jingle Jeremy, King of Jingles, and I think this will be a great little jingle for your company. My boss is an ass. This job sucks. I write hit jingles and don't make any bucks. Babies are lame, they cry and eat and spit. I hate this job, guess what? I freaking quit! See?
Get out of this office, now.
Gladly! I'm moving to Nashville, Mr. Flarch. You'll be begging me for tickets to my sold-out show within a year.
Nashville to sing? You'll never amount to nothing, son. You got zero talent. That pickle jingle was the only thing you got. I am so sorry, people.
I don't know. I kind of liked that song.
So Jeremy left the jingle biz and headed to Nashville, Music City, home of singers like Ferlin Husky. And in 1973, he had an opportunity to meet with publisher Jim Kirby to pitch him some songs.
So, you're a songwriter, huh?
Yes, sir. I was a jingle writer for years, but my heart has always been in Nashville.
Fascinating. All right, play me a hit.
A hit? Well?
Come on, man, play me a hit. You're a songwriter. Come on, give me your best song right now. Hit it!
How about this one? Under a palm tree, beer between my legs, coconut oil and 2 full cakes. Sand in my toes, burning my nose.
Stop!
I'm not done.
Come on, man. It's coconut oil and sand. Give me a break with this Kappa Delta shit.
Well, my music has a Gulf influence, you understand. I want to write songs about beaches and sunburns and good times. I got another song called My Neck is Red and So is My Snapper.
Hang on, man. You call that Gulf influence?
Well, hold on. I got another song. It's called Tallahassee Tan Line.
Nope. Look, man. We don't mess around in Nashville. We write serious songs. All right, look at my catalog. You ever hear of a song called Born with a Dad Bod by Gary Handels? Check this out. This is Nashville Songwriting 101. Check it out.
When Mama gave me a pacifier, I said, get that out of here. I got a body that looks like this, 'cause as a baby, I drank beer. I'm born with a dad bod and a big old gut. Some say I'm flawed, but I'm happy to be born with a dad bod.
Dad bod? By hell is a dad bod? You mean to tell me this newborn is already with child?
All right, well, I think we're done here. Good luck with your career, and good luck in Nashville. Fucking tan lines. Wrong town, buddy.
I know. It's hard to believe that Uncle Drank had a few tough years in Nashville before he made it big.
Now, when I met Blindy, he told me that after having about 19 rejections in Nashville, Jeremy finally actually met a manager who agreed to take him on.
That's right, Brian. His name was Hayseed Schwartz, also known as the Rabbi of the Rodeo.
My name is Hayseed Schwartz. I'm a New York Jew, of course, but I'm the man who discovered Uncle Drank.
Hayseed was old school. Turns out he pretty much managed party magicians and birthday clowns. Anyway, Hayseed set Jeremy up with a showcase at the Bluebird in early 1973.
All right, this is your chance. A guy from Riverbed Records is out there. Give him your best, and you'll walk out of here with a deal.
Hey, thanks, Hayseed. You know, you're the only one who believes in me in this town. I'll never forget you.
Well, good luck. I'm going to be on a payphone outside. My client, Honkers the Clown, showed up to a kid's birthday party, hammered, and puked in the pool. He was multicolored. The kids loved it. The parents fucking hated it.
Ladies and gentlemen, up next, please welcome, first time on stage here, Jeremy Hostetler.
Howdy, folks. This here's a song about Tallahassee tan lines. She was a little lassie from Tallahassee, spent her days at the beach, and oh dang, I stare at tan lines, she seemed so out of reach, sunscreen on her chassis, a Tallahassee lassie on the beach.
Hey, Tallahassee's a landlocked city, ain't no beach in Tallahassee.
What? Well, no, that's true, but you see, she drove from Tallahassee down to the beach, asshole. And tell you what, how about you just let me finish the song?
How about you lick my balls?
Get off stage, son. Bring back Dusty Garlic.
Damn, he got booed off stage? Only guy I ever saw get booed off stage was this SoundCloud rapper who opened for FGL once named Sushi Roll Face Tat. He had about 365 misspelled tattoos on his body. His song was called No Regrets, or something.
I got a tattoo of a tattoo on my tattoo. No regrets, no regrets. Tattoo that shit on my dick, yeah, that hurts.
Anyway, what happened next?
Hey, what happened?
Man, screw this town, man. Dumbass small town idiots. They don't know good music if it fell from the sky.
Oh, come on, Jeremy, your sound is unique.
Unique my ass. Oh, I wish you would have told me Tallahassee wasn't a beach town.
Isn't all of Florida a beach?
Damn it! Oh, look, Hayseed, you've been great, but this city just ain't for me. Shoot, in 40 years, this place will probably be known more for bachelorette parties than music. Trust me.
Horseshit, that'll never happen.
Whatever. You know what? I'm heading out of town. Maybe I'll come back when they're ready for my type of music.
Don't leave, Jeremy. I can get you clown work if you want. Honkers was just arrested for exposing himself to a police officer. How are you with balloon animals?
I'm out of here, man.
So Jeremy moved back down to Florida and started living on the beach, drinking and writing songs.
Was that when he became Uncle Drank? Like, how did he go from a jingle writer to a superstar beach country musician?
First, Jeremy had a gig playing at a place called the Shaved Mollusk. It was a strip club that featured live music. Great salad bar. Anyway, one night, he was watching a pole dancer named Tanya. She was blacked out drunk on tequila. Anyway, she fell from the top of her pole, about 15 feet down.
Sweet Jesus, you all right?
She gets up and starts dancing again.
Hey, whatever don't tequila makes you stronger, y'all.
Blindy, are you telling me that's when he wrote that song, Whatever Don't Tequila? That's a classic. My grandma used to play that shit around the trailer. I think a lot of musicians had parents who did.
Whatever Don't Tequila became super popular in Florida. He began playing it live all around Key West.
Whatever don't tequila, whatever don't tequila, whatever don't tequila, will make you stronger. Whatever don't tequila.
Then suddenly, out of the blue, his old manager, Hayseed Schwartz, telephoned Jeremy with news that would change the direction of his life and his name forever.
Oh, good night. Hey, hand me that phone there, Misty.
Are you serious? I let you chili dog me last night, and you don't even know my name.
Misty is my nickname for you, sweetie.
It's Marcy, not
fucking misty.
Who the hell is calling me at this hour?
Jeremy, it's 2 p.m.
Hayseed?
Hey, pal, I have some interesting news for you.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. Any way you can give me a pet gator by 4 p.m. today?
What? No, listen. Waylon Jennings caught your set a few nights ago at the Scupper Club.
You heard that correctly. Waylon Jennings himself. What was said in that phone call eventually led to the death of Jeremy Hostetler and the birth of Uncle Drank.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear the rest of that shit. I gotta get a drink.
Next time, we'll play that whole phone conversation for you, and we'll get into the real story behind Uncle Drank's legendary career and the disappearance that shook the music industry to its core. And remember, as Uncle Drank always said, stay totally hammered and never squat with your spurs on.
Whatever don't to kill you.
Ballad of Uncle Drank was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstadt. Original music and soundtrack written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jesse Siebenberg, Zach Selwyn, Brian Kelly, Bill Mark, Jeff Peters, Uncle Cracker, and the Audio Chateau. The series stars Will Sasso, Brian Kelly, Luke Wilson, Pinky Friedman, Chelsea Lynn, and Billy Zane. Additional acting roles by the Audio Up Players. Written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Jared Goodstadt and Chris Case. Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn, Sam Winter, and Jesse Siebenberg. Editing and sound design by Jesse Siebenberg. Produced by Jordana Glick-Fransheim, Richard Riegel, and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Additional legal affairs by PJ Bloom and Kate London. Uncle Drank is a production of Audio Up, brought to you by SiriusXM. Listen to the Ballad of Uncle Drank soundtrack on Pandora, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your music.